Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
In our entertainment news department today, we're going to talk about Record Store Day, an annual tradition celebrated around the country. It gets special treatment in Chicago. More than three dozen shops in the area mark the day with special events and fresh pressings. And one of the great Chicago treasures on the South Side, Beverly Records. And John Dresnes is the third generation to run it. Great family business. Good morning, John. You know, I was reading about the history of Beverly Records, and I didn't realize that when the business began in 67, the place was actually a novelty shop, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was called Beverly Records and Novelties, and it was anyway. Great to speak to you, Bob. It's so great to hear from you. But it started up as just a place for my grandma to go in the day to do something. It was a small shop that had penny candy, and it was across the street from St. Walter's school, so we had smoke bombs and tricks and all this other stuff. And there used to be what they call a jobber who would run around and drop off records at stores like this. The novelty stores were pretty common. Mm-hmm. And so they'd have a big shop somewhere probably in the plaza. And and then they would just drop off 45s at different shops and come and then switch them out and put in the new ones. Well, my grandmother said, you know what, keep the old ones. Let me keep those. And she's, and they're like, you sure? Because you're going to have to, you know, you're going to pay for them. She's like, yeah, sure. So she started this little collection of 45s that all the other stores would just send back to the distributor, and we would still have them. So it kind of, and that was like the little snowflake that started the whole snowball. So
Beverly Records with a vinyl collection of the hundreds of thousands now, and you're going to be jammed tomorrow with artists, collectors, guest musicians. You've got a band that's going to be playing, and the bins will be lined with records and crates stacked with all sorts of hidden gems. And Record Store Day for you guys, it's like New Year's Eve for you, isn't it?
Oh, you name every holiday and put them in one. The way they do it, though, you wouldn't think it would be such a big deal, but the way that they curate these lists, it's not just, oh, here comes like the new sounds for, you know, the summer of 2026. No, it's everything. They have special releases for Pink Floyd and, you know, some Fleetwood Mac, even some like old outlaw country. So the fact that and music is so subjective, the fact that they curate this list for everyone. So when people start lining up, and they will start lining up tonight, or tomorrow, maybe even tonight, who knows, to get this list, these records.
Yeah, they want to get your T-shirt, too, this year, don't they? Tell us about that.
That's right. Yeah. So every year we do something fun every year. We try to figure out, you know, just something, you know, they're giveaways is what we started out. You know, if you could spend $100 on records, we'll throw in a T-shirt. So we'll put our logo on there. But then we decided to do something a little different. And we were thinking about all the record shops that are still with us and the ones that have come and gone in Chicago. And, you know, all the ones that from your childhood. And so there's lists out there, but instead of just making a list of all the different shops, we decided to put it on a map, like a CTA map. So, you know, figure you're, you know, way up in Lakeview, and here's all the shops that were there or are still there, or even way down south on, you know, down to Hegwisch. So we found every shop we could. We probably missed a couple. Yeah. Don't get mad at us. But
I love how magnanimous you are giving publicity to Wax Trax, Hegwisch Records, Electric Jungle, and the place is still in business today. Valhalla, Rolling Stones, Squeezebox, Reckless. And you've also got a special guest from the Goodman Theater at Beverly Records tomorrow, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. And it's interesting how this came about, Kismet. There is, playing right now at the Goodman is a show called Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, and it was originally came out in the late 80s. Record Store Day put out a soundtrack record, you know, for just, you know, the day of Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, and you can, there's only 1,500 copies. So the folks at the Goodman called us and said, hey, can you get that? I was like, yeah, of course we can. And they were so excited that they're going to send Ife Butler, who plays Ma Rainey, down to the shop. And she's going to, we've never done this before. We're going to try it. We'll see how it goes. But instead of doing a ceremonial, you know, ribbon cutting to open the door, we're going to do a needle drop where we're going to set up some record players out front. And Ma Rainey's going to lead the charge into the shop at 8 a.m.
Love it. That's great. And it's not just the over 50 crowd into the vinyl. It's the young people are buying vinyl, aren't they? So it's more than just nostalgia.
That's right. We're old guys over here. If we could find somebody under 50, we'd be the youngest one. But what we do is we put out on our social media when Record Store Day comes up, hey, look at this, find the songs that you really like, and we'll make sure we get them. So there's a lot of artists. I have no idea who these people are, Bob, but we got them, and we got, you know, copies of them.
You know, the kids love the artwork on the albums, the sound of the record, the tactile sensation. And, of course, your place smells great with all that vinyl. It's Beverly Records at 11612 Southwestern Avenue in Chicago. And it's also like a memorabilia museum in there. It's great to talk to you, as always, John Dresnes. Happy Record Store Day to you guys. Best to the family.
Thanks, Bob.
You're very welcome. And it's sponsored by JeffBuysYourHouse.com. From Choose Chicago, Isaac Reichman joins us to tell us what to do this weekend. We were just talking about Record Store Day, Isaac. And for music fans, there's the Civil Fest. A lot of people don't know about this. Fill us in.
Yeah, it's a great weekend for local music fans. Civil Fest. Civil is the Chicago Independent Venue League, so it's a collection of all the amazing independent music venues around the city. And this actually started yesterday and lasts 10 days. It's a festival featuring concerts, special performances, collaborations, conversations at all these different venues across the city. So places like Reggie's, Rose's Lounge, Remova, Salt Shed, Lincoln Hall, Spy Bar, so many places are having special concerts over the next 10 days. Great opportunity to check out some of our amazing independent venues.
There's a world premiere of a new musical from Chicago's Poet Laureate. I guess there's a chance you can still grab tickets for this. It's pretty much sold out, though, isn't it?
Yeah, this is a first ever Chicago Poet Laureate. Avery R. Young got a brand new musical at the Lyric Opera. It's only today and tomorrow. Online tickets are sold out, but they did say that some tickets will be potentially available for walk-in. So if it's something you're interested in, it's only 2 days. So if it's a good opportunity to check out the Lyric and a new kind of world premiere from an amazing local Chicagoan.
Ted Lasso fans will want to hear about what's happening at the Steppenwolf.
Yeah, Brendan Hunt, Coach Beard from Ted Lasso, co-creator of that amazingly popular show. He's a Chicagoan. He's back in Chicago at Steppenwolf for a one-man show. It's an hilarious show drawing from his childhood in Chicago, drawing from his love of the Beatles. It kicks off on Sunday and runs through May 10th. That's called The Movement You Need.
And we've heard a lot lately about this new magic venue that's opening near the Magnificent Mile, The Hand and the Eye, and it's actually going to be open for business on Saturday, tomorrow, right?
Yeah, it's opening tomorrow, April 18th. We are really excited. This is truly one of the most highly anticipated new venues, new attractions coming to Chicago, and also one of the most exciting new magic venues in the world. It's a transformation of the McCormick Mansion on the Magnificent Mile. It's going to be really a magic venue unlike any other. It's not just a show. It's an experience, and it you know, you'll have dinner. You'll have multiple different magic acts. There's going to be surprises around every corner. It's a truly immersive experience, and magic is getting more and more popular in Chicago and around the world, so we're really excited for this new venue coming that's opening tomorrow.
Last time I was in that building, I think it was Lowry's Prime Rib, 100 East Ontario. Yeah. So hopefully this will bring more people to that area. And more information on all of this and more on the Choose Chicago website. Isaac Reichman, thank you, sir. Enjoy your weekend.
You as well. Thank you.